Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. Welcome back to our show. On today's episode, we have RJ Romano, Managing Director in our Management Consulting and Supply Chain Advisory Group at BDO USA. RJ is going to help us dissect what may be going on behind the scenes, and we're seeing this in a lot of the headlines that we've been reading lately, and that is regarding big retailers restructuring their supplier agreements. Welcome back to the show, RJ.
Hi, Natalie. Thanks for having me.
RJ, I've been reading about a lot of the big retailers out there restructuring their supplier agreements, and a lot of the articles point to fallout from the pandemic, you know, settling a little bit. But I'm curious to know your take on why is this happening? What's with all of this rewording and restructuring of these agreements?
Yeah, I think just like you mentioned, you know, during the pandemic, retailers and others in the industry were either burned by suppliers that possibly had to shut down due to the pandemic, or they didn't have the ability to, suppliers were underperforming during that time. And it really put a spotlight on companies to how they are managing their supplier base and their vendors, what type of partnerships they have, what do they even know what critical suppliers they have in their network that could potentially cripple their supply chain. It just really, really spotlighted that companies really need to take a different approach and focus on those supplier relationships, have better communication, better visibility, and really take a deep dive into the supplier management and supplier performance, vendor management, across their supply chain networks. And so that is definitely something that has come out of the pandemic that has been a really big focus for companies, especially the retailers, for sure.
So do you think this is a big box retailer play, or is this going to be the new norm that all retailers, big and small, need to try to implement? And so we know, obviously, the big box retailers have more of the power. But do you think that we're going to see this even with some of the smaller retailers?
Yeah, I think that, the headlines are the Walmarts of the world that are easing up on late fees and different penalties for companies that aren't providing or providing products on time or in full or at the right stocking levels, et cetera. But what I think the difference is today is that strategy, although the big box retailers have that big bat to swing and can really hurt a company that relies on a big box retailer, the small retailers also are really trying to figure out how to make good relationships with the same type of suppliers and vendors and as they are competing with a big box player. So they have the ability to possibly build a better relationship than maybe more of a transactional one that the big box retailers typically have. And could that lead to an opportunity if there is a disruption that a supplier has a great relationship with a smaller retailer that they know could really be hurt by not getting product on time, whereas maybe another big box retailer, they maybe have enough safety stock in their network that they could, you know, they could absorb that a little bit longer. So it's really all about relationships, and it is across the board, big box, smaller, et cetera. Everyone is really trying to find their niche and work with these suppliers a little bit more closer than ever before, for sure.
So who has the real power here? So I know we talked about the big box retailers because they have the big swinging bat and all of that, but who has the power and who's holding the leverage? Is it the retailer or is it really the vendor? Like, who is it?
Yeah, you know, obviously, the big box retailers, they have so much leverage with the amount of volume that they are pulling from suppliers. And a lot of suppliers typically only have the ability to support one or maybe two big box retailers, and it's, you know, 80% of their business. So that obviously, in that situation, a big box retailer has all the leverage. But suppliers, especially for retailers who have recognized how important suppliers are when they were shut down or when shipments were delayed and they couldn't get things into, you know, into the stores and on the shelves, they're a critical part of a supply chain. And the suppliers have recognized, hey, we do have power here, and we should try to have conversations with the big box retailers to talk about restructuring agreements, adding in layers of rate increases and different things that typically the suppliers just always had to absorb. You know, if there was transportation costs increase, if there were various accessorials that were impacting them, those things are hard to go back to Walmart when you already have an agreement or a big box retailer and say, oh, by the way, we receive these extra costs, can you help us? But suppliers are now really informative about those additional costs. They've really looked at their numbers, and they are having those conversations, and they are pushing back and asking for increases now. And I think it's starting to flip a little bit, where suppliers really understand how much power they do have for these companies and retailers, and they are trying to be a little bit more aggressive to pass along some of that burden back upstream to the big box retailers and other retailers, et cetera. So a lot of negotiating going on, a lot of contracts that are opening up again and going back to the negotiating table. So I think that will continue as we move forward for sure.
Great. Thank you very much, RJ. And don't forget to add us to your podcast library where you listen so you can get the insights you need to succeed in today's rapidly evolving retail industry. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.